This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We wouldn't want you anywhere else. In this hour of the broadcast, as usual, we are joined by Dan Watson, certified lubrication specialist with over 25 years of experience. And this guy knows oil and lubrication inside and out. So no matter what questions you throw at Dan, he's going to be able to field them, I guarantee it. And you can give us a call with questions at 855-660-4261, or you can send us via email to myself at bob@autoworldradio.com, or to Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. Well, Dan's been traveling in the last couple of weeks, went to visit his daughter in Texas, and it's great to have him back with us live here on the broadcast. Dan, welcome.
Well, it's good to be back, Bob. I got to tell you, I went to Houston, and I thought of that old song that'll date you and me, but the old thing, you'll never return, you suck on the MTA, you know, the
Mass
Transit Authority. Remember that song?
Well, I sure do.
Houston's so big and sprawling, I thought maybe you could just get lost on the interstate system and circle for days until you ran out of gas. I mean, it's just, this place has a downtown, an uptown, and a midtown, and they're all
big.
Oh,
wow.
It's just huge. I mean, and sprawling out. It's Texas, Los Angeles reincarnated, you know. So.
Wow.
What a place.
It certainly is. A lot of people have moved there in recent times.
Well, and, you know, it just emphasizes the business that we're in, which is automotive related, both yourself and I, that, man, that city is built around the automobile, because it's spread out like L.A. was spread out, and it's just growing. I think it's like about 8 million people in the overall area now. And you leave Houston headed for Galveston, and you drive down on the expressway, and it's not until you get to almost the water that you run out of what is basically sprawling Houston and under one name or the other coming south towards Galveston. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Huge place, but I survived. I didn't get lost, and I made it back.
Very good. Well, since you've been off the air with us live, any general subjects you'd like to discuss on this week's edition?
Well, there's a couple things I'd just like to clarify. I get emails and questions kind of on a regular basis because people out there are concerned about low-speed pre-ignition, LSPI. They're starting to hear about it, these things. They get concerned because it can do some damage to a vehicle. And the calls I get are from people, and I ask them, like I say over the air, first question, do you have a direct injected engine? And they don't know what it means. So they don't, and I understand that. That's, you know, hey, look, there's a lot of things when I turn on my computer, I don't know what they mean, you know? And designed that they will not take part or contribute to low-speed pre-ignition. So that's all you have to do is make sure you run the right motor oil and you won't have any low-speed pre-ignition. Now, I can recommend to you the full line of AMSOIL products that are SN Plus rated. They're not going to contribute to that. But sometimes if you're dealing with some cheaper or less expensive oils, they may not have gone to the trouble to change their formulation slightly and get the SN Plus rating, so you could still have some participation in low-speed pre-ignition if you're not careful with what oil you buy. So when you go to your oil change shop, ask the provider there, the service people, say, look, I want to make sure I have a direct injected engine, and I want to make sure that we're using FN plus rated engine oil so I don't have to worry about low speed pre-ignition. Hopefully you won't get a blank stare, though. Some idea what you're talking about, but, you know, that's one of the things I've heard this week. I just wanted to, people were really upset and concerned. I wanted to get them to rest a little easy. When this first came out, nobody knew what was causing it until they figured it out. They figured it out, and for the oil companies that have participated in enhancing their oil to meet the FN plus rating, good to go. But there are some out there that won't, and so be careful. And that's why sometimes when you buy some cheap stuff, it's not very cheap when it messes up your engine. So, again, direct injected engines only, okay? So that's one thing. Another thing is I've had some more people confused with new transmissions in some of these newer cars, CVTs versus, you know, 10-speed automatic, 6-speed automatic, manual transmissions, dual-clutch transmissions, different things. So here's the deal. The best I can tell anybody out there is depend upon your owner's manual. Look in your owner's manual. Get familiar with the lubricants that are required in your owner's manual. It'll tell you what type of fluid to use, and that's your best solution, you know. Now, if you're still confused, you can always, you know, send me an email to danwatson@thelubepage.com. You can give me a call. We do this stuff all the time. We don't mind telling you, but that owner's manual is full of valuable information. Make sure you get familiar with it. Take a look at it, sit in your easy chair, and read some of the sections in it. You might find some interesting things about your vehicle that you didn't know and or would be good to know. And it's got usually a list of the applicable lubricants and fuel requirements that you can read right in the owner's manual, and it'll give you some very good information. That's where you're going to find out specifically what type of transmission fluid you're supposed to use. And you need to use the transmission fluid that your car calls for. Using wrong transmission fluid is really expensive because most of the time it's got a lot to do with how this transmission fluid works with your shifting, how the clutches engage, and therefore it's critical that you have the right friction coefficient in the transmission fluid. And if you don't, you'll probably begin to accelerate wearing out your clutches. And if you do that, or if it's wrong the other direction and it gives you a hard banging shift, it might break something. So you need to use the fluid that is specified in your owner's manual. Don't let somebody tell you, well, I got this stuff that's good for everything. No, there's no transmission fluid right now that's good for everything. Nobody makes a legitimate universal transmission fluid. Okay? You can make a transmission fluid that covers a lot of specs, but it won't cover them all because some are almost mutually exclusive. So be careful in that regard. So
yeah,
transmission fluid and direct injected, that was the biggest shall we just call concerns I had from people dealing with me over the week. So I'm sure there's other people out there with those same questions. So I just wanted to give some people some comfort there on the direct injected engines. And then I wanted to caution that be so careful with these transmissions, especially now we're getting a lot of differences in these things from the Japanese to the Germans to the Americans. A lot of different specs on the transmission fluids.
It's so true. There's never been more variety of transmissions available at one time when you stop and think about it, Dan. As you said, you know, the regular transmission with a torque converter automatic, the CVT transmission, the dual clutch transmission, and then, of course, manual and about a million others in between. So definitely get familiar with what your vehicle has and take Dan's advice. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we've got Mike in Corpus Christi and a whole slew of other questions lined up. More with Dan Watson, CEO of TheLubePage.com, right after we take a quick pit stop.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
For Long of all across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now. Also, you can find us on various places on the web, including our network's website, GCNlive.com. Dan Watson is with us, as he is each and every week at this very same time, and we're going to be taking your questions. We've got a bunch lined up, but in the meantime, Dan, just wanted to talk a little bit about the preferred customer discount. Are you still getting a good response?
Yes, I just want to encourage our listeners that if you're interested in using AMSOIL synthetic products, or if you're currently using AMSOIL synthetic products, but you're buying them somewhere at full retail price, you might want to take a look at the preferred customer program. This is a discount buying program. It's wholesale prices bought directly online, or you can call and make the order, but you have to be set up as a preferred customer. Now, that there's normally an annual fee in that. Right now, I'm offering a 6-month membership for free and give you a chance to see if that program really saves you the money. I'm telling you it does. And I have about a 90% renewal rate of people getting into that program and saying, wow, this really works. It's convenient. They ship the products to you by one of the companies, FedEx or UPS, and if it's the order's $100 or more, it ships for free. So it's really a good program. Discount, free shipping, and membership, monthly magazine. And the other part I bet I always have to say is that when you're a preferred customer through me, then I'm your servicing dealer. So that means that you can pick my brain anytime you need to for applications and the things you need to make sure you get the right lubricant in the right place. So you can't beat it, and all you got to do is get in touch with me at 800-370-2986. Go to the website, which is thelubepage.com, and you can email me direct to my name, dan.watson@thelubepage.com. Bob, I had one question to you before we go to these questions for Mike in Corpus Christi. It's a simple one. I have never driven one of these cars with a dual clutch transmission. Have you had the option to do that?
Yeah, I have, and it's a evolving science. They've really been around in the high-end market. Vehicles like Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Aston Martins, things like that, for a good 15 or 20 years. But it's only in more recent times that we're seeing the availability of these dual clutch transmissions in regular cars that you and I can afford. And Audi has a has been dabbling in it also for quite some time, and they have a very good gearbox. But they're all different incarnations of this dual clutch design. The best one I have ever driven was in a Porsche, and that transmission is called a PDK, and it has a very long German name. But when I was at Motor Trend, we shortened that long German name to the initials pretty damn quick, because this thing really rattles off shifts like no human could ever. In the beginning, there were, you know, some of the early Ferraris and high-end vehicles. There was quite a bit of lag time and some other negative effects, but they've managed to hone these transmissions significantly. The new Corvette, the 8th generation mid-engine Corvette, has a dual clutch as its only transmission. And it's interesting to note, Dan, there for some magazines, GM lent a few pre-production because they haven't started building the 8th generation yet. So like Road and Track magazine has an annual issue that they do for the performance car of the year. Of course, Motor Trend has the car of the year, and Car and Driver has the 10 best cars of the year. And GM wanted to be included in this, and so they lent to these folks the pre-production ones. And it's interesting to note, especially Road and Track, they have seen significant changes. Chevrolet, now that they gave it to the folks at Road and Track, they've gone back and made some really significant changes, and continuing to get it the way that that it needs to work, because not only does it have to be very fast in changing those gears, but these vehicles with the paddle shifters and how quickly they respond can vary quite a bit from one vehicle to the other. But it's an evolving science, and I'm a big fan of the dual clutch transmissions. I like them, Dan.
Well, I know it had to be different in its aspect because AMSOIL makes a special dual clutch transmission fluid. So again, it's not the same as the regular ATF. It's not the same as the manual, MTF or manual transmission fluid they have. It's called dual clutch transmission fluid, and it's the only one that meets the requirement for these DCT transmissions.
Yeah, that's it, and it is just that. It's got an automated clutch run by computer, and it is anticipating where you're going to go, either up gear or down gear, but it has to be prepared for either direction. So quite often these vehicles actually have two other gears standing by just for the touch of your hand on that paddle.
Wow.
To go up a gear or down a gear. It's really cool technology.
Yeah, well, I was hoping maybe you had driven one because, like I said, I haven't had that pleasure, and I keep hearing about them, and I wanted a little bit of an understanding about why they have them. I guess it's for enhanced performance.
Yeah, it's for enhanced performance, and the fact that the computers can ship faster than any human being, even a super award-winning race car driver can't shift their vehicle as fast as these dual clutch transmissions. But, you know, like everything, there's been, as I said, a little bit of a learning curve on behalf of the manufacturers, and they continue to hone them down, and they continue to get them better. And that example with the Corvette shows that even in a matter of weeks, they can make changes so that the new Corvettes, when they do begin rolling off the line, which is going to be happening in December, they're going to have a different configured dual clutch transmission than the ones that were loaned out to these different publications.
Well, you got my interest now. Any other, shall we call it, insights or what this new Corvette's going to have? Is this, what do you call it, the eighth generation?
Yeah, the eighth generation Corvette, and it still uses a traditional push rod engine and a camshaft within the block. It still has a lot of its roots going back to the 1950s, but when we come back on the other side, we'll touch on it just a little bit more, and I'll tell you some of the interesting facts, and I'll tell you about a rumor that's in the mill right now, too, about a future Corvette engine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Navy's top admiral will soon decide the fate of the ship captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his infected crew on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Admiral Mike Gilday will decide whether Navy Captain Brett Crozier stepped out of line when he went around the chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stop the outbreak. 660 sailors on the aircraft carrier, now docked in Guam, have tested positive for the virus, and 7 have been hospitalized. One
sailor has died, and more than 4,000 of the ship's 5,000 crew members have been moved for quarantine. The review won't be limited to Crozier. It will also look at the command climate on the ship and higher up within the Pacific-based fleet to determine if there's broader leadership issues. Gilday could decide that Crozier acted in the best interest of his crew and was unfairly removed, and could reinstate him as captain of the Roosevelt. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're back on Auto World with Ian Watson, CEO of ThePage.com, and we're going to get to your questions. And before the last break, we were talking a little bit about the new Corvette, the 8th generation Corvette, the mid-engine Corvette. And Dan, as I said, the engine has its roots go back to the original small block from the 1950s, but it has been thoroughly reworked and re-engineered. Some of the advantages that the mid-engine design gives Chevrolet with the placement of the engine. Traditionally, these engines are relatively short in size, and so that's why they could fit under a low hood without problems. When you get into overhead cams, that's when you need more space. And speaking of overhead cams, they've announced a racing program for the Corvette, and it will be happening sometime within the next year or so. And in order to participate in the particular racing series that they're going to be participating in, they're going to have to build at least 300 double overhead cam engines. It's a 5.5 liter double overhead cam V8, and they, like I said, 300 is the minimum before they can race them. That's the rules from the racing organization, that you must have at least 300 production cars. But this new Corvette is just a remarkable piece of engineering, and it's got all the technology, the direct injection, it's got the cylinder deactivation. It can run on two cylinders, four cylinders, six cylinders, or eight cylinders. And Motor Trend dynoed the engine, which is rated at
495 horsepower and came up with a much bigger number. So I wonder if GM is underplaying the horsepower of this base Corvette engine. It wouldn't surprise me, and kind of reminds me of the 1960s when that sort of stuff was done as well.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that they would, 5.5 cubic inch engine is really just like the 5.3 or 327, probably was just a little bit different stroke or bore, you know, same block and everything. But interesting that they would have to adjust that and make it the size slightly different. But, well, and is this vehicle going to be either turbocharged or a blower or something on it to give it more power, or is it staying strictly fuel injected?
Initially, the Corvette will be normally aspirated, so that means no turbo, no supercharger. But that's true of the 7th generation Corvette in base form. But as you moved into the Z06, it was supercharged, and when you moved into the ZR1 7th generation Corvette, that had an even bigger supercharger on it. But it will be interesting to see what they do with the next higher performance variants that we'll see from the Corvette down the road. So no doubt there'll most likely be a Z06, and maybe there'll be a ZR1 as well. But for auto enthusiasts and for America in general, I mean, this is an all-American car, and it's going to be sold a lot more globally than any other Corvette that we've seen in the past. And I think it's going to give the folks at Chevrolet lots of wonderful accolades and lots of things to be proud of, because it's quite an achievement.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, go America. All America.
Absolutely. Let's check in with some of our questions here. We have Mike in Corpus Christi, Texas, listening on our great affiliate station down there, and he wants to know, Dan, what is your opinion of PTFE oil additives?
Well, for people who might not know it by that name, that's Slick 50 and those types of additives that have been around now for 30 years or so, and they're made from PTFE, is for a Teflon designation. And my opinion of those, since he said, what do I think? I can say what I think, okay? My opinion is that those things are more dangerous than they are any good. What they do, Bob, is they grind up Teflon into very, very small particles, and that's what's added. And the idea is that the Teflon is going to coat the surface and give you better anti-wear and reduce friction. Now, when these things first came out years ago, DuPont, who makes the Teflon, were quick to issue a disclaimer saying that the Teflon they make cannot adhere to any metal surface, especially that's had any type of hydrocarbon or oil on that surface. That the only way that you can get Teflon to actually adhere to a surface is to acid clean it and then to plate it at around 700 degrees in a process. Well, that's not happening in your operating automobile when you pour this stuff in. So we're not getting any Teflon plating. So the theory would be, well, what the particles of Teflon are going to do is they're going to fill in what's called the asperity. If you were to take a magnifying glass, say a 16x magnification of the surface of the metal in a machine engine like in a car, you would see it's really not smooth. It's smooth to the eye and smooth to the touch, but microscopically it's a very rough surface. And the claim would be the Teflon would stick in there and smooth all that out. The problem is the Teflon is significantly larger than most of those, shall we call them, little indentations. So it's not practical, but it's going to stick, okay? So anyway, The U.S. Army got interested in this, and they did a study where they took some 10,000 vehicles, and they used PTFE additives as directed by the manufacturer of those products to see what would happen. And what happened was, is they lost about 500 vehicles, the engines failed. And why did they fail? Well, not because the PTFE per se did anything to harm the engine, but what the PTFE did was it clogged up some oil galleries and starved some bearings for oil, and they smoked some bearings. So, grind the stuff up small, but it's not as small as you might think, and the bearing galleries are tiny moving into these connector rod bearings. And so it clogged them up and starved them for oil and wiped out some stuff. So the Army's report was that they could not detect any appreciable advantage. No improved fuel economy, no reduced wear, but they did suffer the loss of about 500 engines in this test out of their 10,000. And so PTFE is just not a practical product to add. Now, if you remember, Bob, back in this time frame, Quaker State bought Slick 50, and they started packaging 5 quarts of Quaker State and a bottle of Slick 50 in a nice little package thing so that you could buy the oil change and put your Slick 50 in right at the same time, right? Well, that's finally what got the goat of some of the other oil companies like Mobil. And so they simply sued Quaker State to prove the claims of PTFE, the additive. Just prove it. You're claiming it does all this stuff, so show us it, accepted testing to prove what this stuff does. And in the end, nothing could be proven that it did anything. And so the court ordered Quaker State to return to the consumer some millions of dollars because consumers, they had figured out how much they spent on this stuff. So, it's just don't use this. Don't buy into it. And when we come back, I'll tell you why you're not protected by any government agency on this stuff.
Great. More with Dan Watson straight ahead right here on Auto World. If you've got a question, email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Anytime we have Dan Watson with us, and we have him with us each and every week at this very same time, and we're taking your questions, and we're learning lots of stuff as usual. And Dan, certainly when you look at the number of questions that we're getting here on a week-in, week-out basis, folks have an awful lot of questions, and there's a lot of confusion out there. There's no doubt.
Well, and one of the things that we try to do, at least I try to do, and I have for years, is just bring some reasonable information that people can use, because it's honestly up to the owner of the vehicle. You're the person who has to do all of the due diligence. Don't think that in most cases you can always be sure that every place you get your car worked on or those kind of things, that they're really looking out specifically for your interest. Now, if you have a relationship with a good garage and they're taking care of you, then stick with that, because it's like gold. But on the other hand, that's not always the case, and you have to be the one that looks at things, especially lubricants and antifreezes and gasoline and things, that you can be the person making the decision on which one's going to go in your car. You, and tires that you buy for it and those kind of things. You need to know these kind of things. And if you listen to Auto World Radio, I'm sure you're going to hear, you'll hear Bob talk about cars, and he'll tell you if there's a lemon out there that you need to stay away from, because he's seen the statistics on it. And on the other hand, he's going to tell you if there's some pretty cool cars out there that you might want to take a look at. So there's, this program is not, you know, sold out to anybody for trying to protect their interests. This is all about giving the consumer and the person that's out there information they can use to make intelligent decisions to take care of their cars and trucks. That's all we're doing here. We're not trying to ruin anybody that sells additives or anything like that. What we're doing is telling the people that we have an interest in, which is the consumers that listen to the show, to be wary of some things, because some things out there are just trouble. And I said before the break, you're not protected in these additives. There is no agency in the U.S. government or in the state government that regulates these additives. Now, the American Petroleum Institute has nothing to do with them. So it's not like your oil that has a rating on it, like right now, SN plus for gasoline and CK4 for diesel. There's no rating on additives because nobody is in charge of controlling it. It is literally laissez-faire, buyer beware, buy it at your own risk, because nobody is certifying what they're saying on the label. And that's what's so crazy. We think as Americans that nobody could sell something that was junk because the government wouldn't let them. The government doesn't regulate these additives. Nobody does. And that's why I'm warning people about it. Just nobody does. So you have no idea what you're getting, and why waste your money on it? Buy a good quality motor oil and skip these additives. Okay. Let's go to the next question before I get too high on the soapbox.
That's great. We've got Pete in Atlanta, and Pete writes to us, I read the info on upper cylinder lubrication, but I am not sure what this is for. Can you explain? So,
yeah, it's something I'm sure that when we talked about, I introduced upper cylinder lubricant here last couple of weeks, and some people are going, what in the world is he talking about? Okay. Now listen. We've always got a little portion of that engine, the top edge of the top piston ring, and some valves that are moving in certain ways that we can't lubricate. We don't want an oil burner with a bunch of smoke coming out the rear of the engine, so we have some areas that we just don't get much lubrication to. Okay, is it a big deal? No, of course not. We got cars that run for 100,000 miles. They never use the upper cylinder lubricant. So why am I even talking about it? Well, because it's pretty cool stuff. We used to get fair lubrication out of gasoline, okay? But when we took the lead out of it, the lead replacements kind of dropped the quality of any lubrication in the gasoline. And then when you put ethanol in the gasoline, the old-timers would call it a dry gas. It's lost any lubricating. That alcohol in there just sort of makes it like, yeah, it burns and stuff, but it's not lubricating anything. So we're not getting that little bit of lubrication. So what happens is we lose some efficiency. When you run a good upper cylinder lubricant, you may see, depending upon circumstances, 1 to 2 miles per gallon increase in fuel economy. So it's a real thing. It's just that we don't worry about it because you'd have to actually force the fuel companies to put some type of lubricant in the gasoline, and they don't want to do that. That'd just be more expensive, and you get into all the craziness of, you know, state regulations and everything else. But we used to sell a product in AMSOIL back 15 years ago, which we did. It was our original performance improver gasoline additive, and it was a maintenance product that you put an ounce or two in your gas tank every time you filled up. Well, it was a cleaner, but it also was a lubricant, so it was great. But then when the manufacturers decided to make some of these fuel injectors, Bob, with these little tiny, they look like a miniature shower head with 10 or 15 little pinholes in the end of the injector, the regular fuel cleaner just couldn't clean it. It wasn't aggressive enough, so we had to make a new cleaner to clean those injectors, because you want those things pristine clean, that'll give you the best efficiency. But it had to be so strong and so intense that you couldn't run it in every tank. It just wasn't practical. So they recommended it every 4,000 miles. But unfortunately, at the same time, that meant we lost our upper cylinder lubricant because we no longer had this product we'd had around for years. Well, they brought out an upper cylinder lubricant, which also is a cleaner. It's not as aggressive as the performance improver we have, but it will do some cleaning as it's going along and giving you the lubricant that's missing in this current gasoline. So it works. We've had people using our outboard motor oil at 500-1 trying to get some upper cylinder lubricant, and that worked. And when AMSOIL realized how much of that they were selling to people to use as an upper cylinder lubricant, it just became obvious to the company, maybe we should bring this back out and make it available, because people have gone to everything, including, you know, outboard motor oil, in order to get back some upper cylinder lubrication. So that's what I'm talking about the product is described in the blog section of my thelubepage.com website. If you want more direct information, all you got to do is contact me, you know, again at thelubepage.com or my email, danwatson@thelubepage.com or 800-370-2986. Easy to send you information these days by email if you want more on upper cylinder lubricants. So that being said, maybe we can get one more in here before we run out of time.
Absolutely. Alfred in New York writes to us and he wants to know, do you recommend synthetic blend oil?
Well, you know the answer to this, Bob. You heard me rail it too many times. Folks, you don't even know what you get when you ask for synthetic blend, because if it's got 5% synthetic in it, it's a blend, okay? So what do you get? I don't know. Do you know? Who knows what you get when you buy a blend? So since you can't even tell specifically, they won't put on the label, like, to show you 50% synthetic, right, or whatever they want to call it. It just says synthetic blend. So as long as they stick with that type of labeling, I wouldn't take the time to buy it. And the other thing is that if it's important enough to put synthetic in a blend, what about the half that's still petroleum? Why don't we just go on and buy a good quality synthetic engine oil and forget the blend? So I don't think the blends are worth it. They leave half of them. You know, you don't even know. If you can get concrete information that it's a 50-50, it's certainly better than straight petroleum. But I just, it is so hard to get any confirmation of what's going into that stuff. Nobody wants to tell you. And today, with the faux pas or fake synthetic that's being sold, I can imagine we see something that's called a blend. It'll be half fake synthetic and half. So I don't know where that's going to do you any good. So, hey, again, on this preferred customer program, folks, it's a good deal. Just get in touch with me. It's 6 months free membership. It's normally $20 a year to be a preferred customer. They send you a monthly magazine. You can buy all the AMSO products you want for significant discount. It's a great thing for a single person to do in a family where you just buy stuff for, you know, mom, dad, brothers and sisters, cousins, whatever you want, through this one preferred customer membership. You save a lot of money. It's really a good deal. Free shipping. And there's no hassle. At the end of that 6 months, they're going to send you a renewal. If you don't want to do any more with it, don't respond. You don't have to, okay? So it's a good deal.
Absolutely a great deal. And why don't we give out your telephone number one more time as well, Dan?
That is 800-370-2986. And the website is thelubepage.com.
Great job. Thank you so much, Mike.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.